like, that was like my goal coming into this. It's like, yo, everybody has this illusion of how they came up. If this shit's successful, I want y'all to be able to be like, yo, he did this, he did this, he did. I ain't hiding shit.
Welcome to another episode of It's Lit, Boss. I'm your host, Sam Show. Host of Mike is not here today. Shout out to all he's not here today. But we are joined today by C. Wells.
Wells.
Shout out to Wells.
Holding it down.
Shout out to Wells.
You know what I'm saying? What's popping? We'll be here for a minute, kicking it, holding it down, seeing what's going on with you. See, my guy.
Getting the behind the scenes look. You know what I mean?
Good to see you again.
Looking good. Looking like money.
How was everybody's week?
It's been a while. When was the last
time? It's been a minute. We was in somebody else's spot.
We're
in somebody else's spot. You know what I'm saying? You be moving around too. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's been doing what they needed to do. You know what I'm saying?
I can see it with the glasses, bro.
Nah, you're right.
You leveling up.
I'm trying to stop wearing it. It's like,
that's what your aura is, bro. That's your vibe. Yeah, that's your vibe, bro. You feel comfortable in it, right?
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Y'all get it.
You just turned 30.
Yes.
So how does that feel?
Amazing. I love
Leo. You made it.
And I love Leo season.
You're a full-time adult now. You're a full-time adult now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Can't make no more excuses. You know what I'm saying, a few years ago.
And that's what I be like pushing for myself now. It's like, yo, all right, that bullshit that you thought you had an excuse for doing now, that excuse is out the window. Tighten up.
I mean, you can still do the bullshit a little bit, but you have a better... What's the word? You won't go as far.
Hey, exactly.
There's limits now. You're
exactly.
Like, I can push it a little bit.
Boom. There you go.
We had to make sure that's right.
That's it. Yeah, facts. Y'all good. Y'all good.
We don't ever want to waste our time.
Exactly.
Let's make sure we get it right. Get it tight.
Nah, but y'all was right, though. Like,
whoa, that's crazy.
That's great.
That's crazy.
Pause. Listen. You the man of the hour's popping chat was before we get to our bullshit.
I mean, rough weekend for my city, but it's me as a whole. Like, I'm chilling.
Okay. All right. You okay? So something went out. Something went on the limb. Now we don't know about what happened. Is it that crazy? We good?
All right. It's all over TV, but like,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We're citizens, bro.
I mean,
it was like a big shooting that happened in the city. It was a rough moment. Like, definitely, like.
Which news, bro? So that's all it is. We don't know what's going on. It's a lot
at the moment to digest, but still, it's because it's so much. It was like back to back, like one weekend this, one week. But a lot of innocent people were involved, which is like,
condolences to everybody involved.
Definitely condolences.
It's definitely like the city's in a weird space right
now. Nobody knows what's going on. I'm trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we got some good weekends because this man hit.
You know what I mean? Yo,
I'm
listen.
Glad I went to him first.
Mikey, we miss you, but.
Bro, I was like, whoa, I'm glad I started with this thing. Get that out the way.
I'm like, let me be honest.
But you got to talk about your week.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Some of your week is going to be like that,
bro. Facts. That's what happened.
Look. Life be life.
Facts.
Yeah. Especially these days. These days, life's
man,
weird.
Listen,
like,
bro. Man. Too much is going on.
Nah, go. You, bro. Listen, you got to pick it up.
Yeah, I got you. You know
got to pick it up.
I just hopped off the plane. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Feeling right.
As you should.
I had to help it up after what you just said.
Yeah.
I was never going to say that. I was like, this nigga just killed. Like, wow. Yeah, now, you know what I'm saying? This came for a nice little family trip.
Right.
Go see my parents down there in Florida. It was real nice.
Shout out to the family.
It's been a while since I've actually been in Florida. I was like, damn.
I haven't been to Florida in a while either.
It's different, bro.
But it's good different. I was like,
you
whoa.
Think so? I think it's dangerous different.
That too, but I was like, I can live here. I can understand. I see why.
Florida is the type of place.
Well, it depends where you at. I don't know where y'all was at, but where I was at,
that's what I'm saying.
It was cooling.
Depending on where you driving in Florida, you might just try to drive to the next gas station.
Facts. But I wasn't in none of those parts.
Okay.
You know who I'm
good
with.
Part.
Yeah.
Resort areas.
Nah.
Nice areas. Okay.
They're close though.
Oh,
they're close. quick little 30-minute drive, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
That's how close, you know, it is.
Niggas was real elegant this weekend, I'll say that much.
Elegant is
real
what we can
say. Elegant this weekend. I ain't never seen no shit like this, but I'm gonna let it run. Yo, shout out to my parents, but it was a dope weekend, you know, seeing the kids have fun, you know, nice little vacation before school started. So it was our first trip, it was just me. Shorty didn't go with me. You know what I'm saying? So
it was just you?
Yeah, just me and just me.
Oh, no kids?
No, my kids too.
Okay.
But no Shorty, no wife.
I'm trying to see how loose you could get.
No, no wife. You know what I'm saying? I was like, who's Shorty? It's wife. I just don't say wife. I just say Shorty.
Okay. Respect.
Keep it spicy. Keep it spicy. Wifey be, that shit's dull, yo.
Yeah.
That's my wife. No niggas ever happy to say that's my wife, yo.
Is that a thing?
Facts.
We don't like to say that, right?
That shit's crazy, yo.
We say Shorty.
But if that's your girlfriend, you be like, yeah, that's wifey, because she ain't really, you know what I'm saying? You can just say that.
Just it make feel nice. Good.
Yeah. But once she, you know what I mean? Come on. Yeah, man, that's...
Wow.
That's what you Shorty. Like, oh, that nigga hating. Like, nah. Action man. You know what I'm saying? Action man, yo.
Show's over here telling nothing but the truth right now, yo. He's dangerous.
Yeah. But it was a great weekend with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Got to really hang out with them and shit like that.
Yeah,
Millennium Mall. Wow.
From Florida?
Wow.
Yeah, it's different. It's different, bro. It's different.
They would have had my
Florida's
pockets.
Different.
They would have had my pockets.
Florida, the women will have two or three kids, but she won't look like it.
Facts. I seen it.
She won't look like it.
I seen it. I was in disbelief.
She don't got no scars, no nothing.
Body, son.
And you're like, yo, you're 28?
Bro.
With three?
Yeah. Bro.
And you be like, oh, nah, I got to delete your number.
Immediately.
You wild fertile.
Wild crazy, yo.
You got three before 30?
Like, I understood how niggas have five baby moms immediately. After seeing one. Then I seen one and I seen three more. I was like, oh, nah. I just committed treason in my head.
You know what I learned?
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, Florida's dangerous.
I learned it's a thing that, you know, women make a living off of having kids, living off the system, living off baby daddy.
Of course.
Don't got to work or nothing.
Of
like,
course.
That's just crazy.
And,
still,
and be like another one coming. I'm like, damn, yo, niggas ain't see the track, but we don't care.
Is that the end of your week, your weekend? Is that all that happened during the week?
Yeah, I was in Florida for the weekend. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. You got to enjoy that, though.
Yeah, and I went on a
week. Came back with a tan, bro.
I did. I felt good. I was like, yo.
Came up with that dad tan.
Listen, bro.
That Florida tan is different.
Different.
Whole bunch of racism all over him.
Is it Publix or Publix?
Publix.
Publix, right? We don't got shit up here, yo.
Our Publix is Whole Foods.
Yeah, nah. That was food, bro.
Yeah. That's real food.
That's new to me. Publix is like Whole Foods.
Yeah, so our Whole Foods up here is like our Publix.
It's like
Publix,
they're cleaning up and taking away like the good shit.
Yeah.
And give us the white people version of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Down there, it's really international. It's mad different shit.
Because it's a lot of farming down south.
Yeah.
So it's right there. You can get it. It's easy for Publix to have a contract with the farm that gives them fresh tomatoes all month.
Nah,
that's you know what I mean?
That shit is fire.
Like up here, we got to deal with like the vegans.
Yeah, facts. Okay. They need their shit.
You know what I mean?
Which fucks with our amount of our shit.
And up here, they raise their prices for like... And you be like, yo, yeah, it's vegan though.
Yo, I never used to look at lamb chops, like the lamb sirloin joints up here ever. Down there, I was like, I could buy like five of these right now,
easy.
Bro. Easy.
Because they slaughtering the pork. Why are you buying it?
Nah, yo, y'all doing us wrong. Y'all doing us dirty out here in the government.
Yo,
that's crazy,
listen,
bro.
The East Coast, we live nasty.
Listen,
they charge us extra for everything,
listen,
bro. The air is crazy.
Listen, bro.
But the one thing I do enjoy about living in the East Coast, in Massachusetts alone, we avoid all the natural disasters.
Facts.
Knock on wood, you feel me?
Anytime I try to complain, that is the thing that hit. Well, natural disasters.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah. You got that.
Yeah.
We can always leave.
Yeah.
Well, did y'all stuck with that? That's crazy. I'm out of here, bro.
Facts.
Fuck but that shit.
I enjoy my four seasons, though.
Yeah, what? We got to complain about snow? I'll take it.
I'll take it.
We get snow like once, maybe twice a year.
Have we really had snow in the past few years?
Come on, whoa. Don't be asking the questions out loud.
I honestly would like some snow, bro. I miss skiing.
No,
I want to snowboard.
To be honest, I am starting to miss snow.
I miss snow,
strangely,
bro.
And I'm a summer baby.
Yeah.
I'm a summer baby. I think it's kind of strange that I'm saying it too.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
So what month was you born?
August.
Oh yeah, you real summer baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a winter baby,
all
right?
Day. Yeah.
I'm a Taurus.
You know what I'm saying? Cold hearted to the fullest.
Wait. All right, since we last all met, I feel like we learned about our signs.
All right.
Feel me?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna go first. We're gonna let you go first because you're the guest, right? And you learning more yourself as a Leo.
Yeah.
Like
this thing is such a demon. You know what I mean?
I like these questions though, because it's mad funny. Because I was someone that was like,
you didn't believe in that shit, right?
But then when I got it, I get little sprinkles of shit. It started with that.
Oh,
and then
a little sprinkle, bro.
And then you start digging more deeper into shit. You're like, really? And then you start doing stuff, and you're like, oh, I just read that I do this, and that's.
And you don't believe it until you think about like your childhood. You're like, oh shit,
that's how I used to behave.
Damn.
And that was the uncut version too. Yeah. We were younger.
Yeah. Yo.
Society curved all of that shit.
Right, where you're not trying to do things that you would normally do, but you're trying to impress others. So like it's kind of cut up a little bit, so to say.
Yeah. It's diluted because you're like, damn, you got to worry about societal forms and all of that.
So you'll read this shit and be like, this ain't me. But yeah, it's because you done did a couple facts. Things that like...
Man. I learned everything about the cap. I was like, I'm all of that and some. Like, I'll take it.
I had to appreciate that I'm a Taurus. You know what I mean? And people would be like, yo, y'all hold grudges. And I used to be like, you know what? I might hold a grudge against you for saying that.
When y'all get hurt, it'd be a minute before you let that shit go.
You
gotta go above and beyond.
We're going to the grave with that bitch.
And I'm a Leo. I've had my countless times where it's like the Taurus homies or whatever the case may be. As soon as they get mad at me about something.
But we still riding.
And it was funny. Knowing that he's a Taurus and how he does that shit, my shorty's a Taurus too. And then certain shit, like he said, when they get upset about shit, the way he'll go around and try to act like he ain't tight, I be like, my nigga, just tell me you tight. Like, I'm not your girl, my nigga. Like,
nah, but Capricorns though, when y'all mad,
you feel me?
Yo,
we gotta tiptoe, bro.
I'm all set. I'll never piss y'all off again.
Capricorns throw the glass on the floor to make you tiptoe.
Oh yeah, I won't piss y'all off again.
You know what happened, so I don't know why you running. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all. Face the handle and get it over with.
I never. Y'all take it to hell. I ain't.
I'm with it. I'm up front. Let's get it popping. What we doing here?
See, he's trying to just go straight to war.
Nah. It's how we. Wherever you want to be at, I'm going to be at. Yeah. What's going on in Brockton?
What's going on in Brockton?
$14 million seem to be missing.
Oh, yeah. And the person went on leave.
Yeah. They had to tell me and nigga wasn't there.
Yeah, there's like $14 million missing. It was on the news, bro.
Yeah, the superintendent
was
on leave after $14 million was missing.
Yeah, it's crazy,
out of the kids' school, yo.
You're down.
I didn't even know a school could even have that much money in the pocket like that.
Hell yeah.
$14 million?
Yeah, bro. These people got money, bro. We're oblivious to it.
Right.
That's crazy.
We think they're broke.
Why are you cutting programs?
The same reason why they don't cut the Molina Cast Boulevard.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna give you a tidbit. What I had learned over the weekend was people have these jobs allegedly, and they're supposed to be making these programs for like the homeless and the drug addicts, right? Mm-hmm. But if they clean up the streets, what job would they have?
Right.
So you know what they gotta keep doing? Hey, we need more funding.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hey, Wells, we need more funding, and it's gonna happen, but they take their time doing it. And their pockets get fat. So now you understand why, allegedly. You know, we always want to put allegedly with podcasts.
Facts,
you know what I mean?
We ain't incriminating nobody or saying y'all do shit. You
God
feel
bless.
Me?
You seen the Riverwalk.
Shit, that might be every city right now.
But. Yeah, I heard it's really bad in L.A. Like, in San Francisco, I heard, like, you can't even have your windows up. People roll their windows down because they're just busting your windows on purpose.
That's crazy.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Why they busting your windows?
Because they're just breaking into it. So people roll their windows down so you don't break into it to see that there's nothing in there.
No way,
I seen the videos.
Bro.
It's on TikTok, bro.
Stop playing.
Yeah, they got me on TikTok, bro.
Yeah. I told you.
That's tough. There's certain shit. It'll just like, you'll be just scrolling and then it'll catch you. And then you just keep going.
Yeah, that's TikTok.
And then 7 minutes later, you wake up like, oh, shit.
How you feel about the TikTok? Wait, you on that shit like crazy or what you doing on that?
I was against it at first. And then, like, I don't know, all the traditional stuff that we use is starting to get like kind of
TikTok-y.
Boring, very short span. Kinda. So like I'll be like, I'll take like, just like how you guys be having the reels up, I'll be coming across some shits like, but like that's what I'll be like in TikTok, like, cause TikTok like
it's just straight to it.
I'll just upload something, not even expected to get
it, gets numbers,
and then it does it with does it. I'll numbers, be like, whoa, yeah. Whoa, there's
cause
something,
it's literally
over here.
Just a generation of
like if you actually trying with the content I could only imagine. I don't even try, I just take a clip of real that it's real worthy.
I use it for practice.
Right, exactly.
Practice. I just don't see it. Yeah, TikTok is definitely like for me, like now with getting into doing videography and video contenting and stuff like that, creating shit for myself.
But you guys' reels though, like I think y'all's reels would do good on there.
We're on there. We're on TikTok.
I'm not even sure which platform. We're on platform.
We're not gonna lie, we bounce a lot, right? But what we learn just as content creators, right. Like in the summertime, we could try to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because we're so busy on trying to create content for the people where we ain't living.
Yeah.
Like my man just like is traveling.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was doing the same thing and he's traveling and doing work and learning.
feel about the music shit. If you're not going to go living, how you gonna keep creating content?
Shit's gonna get dull, yo.
You gotta take a break.
I be seeing the reels though. I can't. I'm probably mixing up the apps, but I just be scrolling on my phone. I be like, oh shit, this.
Be on both.
Nah, thank you, bro. We trying to, you know, stay active.
Now you see what I be going through.
My thing I learned this week is I'm trying to stay consistent with being consistent. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
it's a lot.
It is, but it's worth a lot.
Now that you, I mean, like I said,
we take turns, bro.
Yeah. Come on, that's what I love, because when he gets in his bag, when he first started doing the interviews, shout out to you for those also.
I appreciate you holding it down, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Told y'all I was proud of you, bro.
You ain't got to hold us down,
you know, how long I've been trying to tell this nigga, yo, go sit down with niggas, bro. Like, it's you, bro.
You know what it is, bro? It's because... For me, it's like, not even for me, just like you for Lynn.
Right.
People know you. So now it's like once they start seeing more of you, it's more people that know you start asking more.
Yeah, exactly.
But because of who you are,
you
get so many people. Like he was able to play the back role, like the back seat a long time. Yeah. Now, people know show. Right. Wherever he goes, they know show, and he hates it now. But I love it. Cause I'm like, now you see what I was going through.
You feel me?
That's why I'm in the house.
Yeah.
I don't go out no more. I'm chilling.
It's a sweet journey though. It's a journey though, bro.
The crib, man. Nah.
Because it sounds good at first before you have it. You're like, yo, see, I want to be outside so people can have access to this person that people know.
Never about people even knowing me though. Like, I never cared about that.
Yes, it was.
I just wanted to be good at this shit.
What comes with being good with this
shit? I understand
that,
but people know I didn't want to be me, I was low for my whole life.
No, but I feel you. I do feel that at the same time, because then some shit I'll be like having to trick myself to do. Like, people be asking me, they be like, yo, how do you rap in front of a lot of people? I'd be like, I can't talk in large groups, so I don't know. I trick myself to do it. Like, I almost black out when I'm on stage, and I just see Wells clicks in. And then I'm back to Chris after I'm done rapping. But, like, Chris don't want to be rapping, talking on the mic in front of everybody.
He's the one that does most of the talking. I just chill in the back, chilling. Outside of this mic, I don't want to talk to niggas like that.
That's us not even our roles. That's just what we're comfortable with.
Right.
Show may not be comfortable talking with certain people. I'm not either certain people.
Depends on the room.
Depending on the crowd and who it is, show will leave. You know what I mean? But that's just how we are. We take turns because we know.
We see what it is. Like, all right, cool. Let me just cool. Let me cool. You read the room.
Good for y'all. Y'all can split the pressure.
Split the pressure.
Y'all get to split it like
you
that.
Right.
I be telling
like
a lot of my.
I love when he started teaching and preaching to young niggas. I'm like, all right, man, I'm sitting in the back.
It's because I be telling a lot of my young homies growing up rapping, and like there's some of them in groups and shit. I be like, yo, you guys are in a group, like split,
you
like
figure it out.
Like, yeah, yo, split that, divide that up. Cause
one person can carry the weight. That's crazy. Yeah,
but that's part of the success, though. You gotta learn that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Like, you gotta help each other out, no matter what, yo.
Because that's how you know who really wanted to be there too.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
Yeah, because
effort goes a long way.
Because when you make it, is when you really like appreciate it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, and you're like, oh yeah, man, I remember all this, I remember all that, because I know that's how wealthy people see things nowadays.
Yeah.
Like the people that we think like that are so high up here, but they live like so minuscule.
Yeah.
Facts.
They're like minimalist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need much to survive. And
it ain't that serious.
They're like, yo, you're missing life, bro. Facts. Like, travel.
Yeah.
See the world. See something. Do something.
Try a threesome.
I mean, I hope you have at this point in life.
I feel like that's a bucket list thing. You gotta try that.
Well, it depends what you're into.
At least when you get by 30, in my opinion.
Yeah, you should have at least one.
Tried it. At least. Even if it was a few seconds. Not a train.
That's not what we're saying.
Yeah. Not a train.
Wait.
There's a difference.
Whoa, is it a train if it's multiple women and just you? Are they running a train on you?
No. The train is the guys running it on the girl.
Girls can't run trains on dudes? I guess.
That's a threesome. A girl can't run a train on you.
Why not?
Because you're running it in her.
But they running on you. There's multiple of them coming at you. They want you. If you didn't initiate nothing and they say, yo, my guy, what's popping with you? We want you. What's up? Isn't that how niggas talk to bitches?
This is what goes on in the mind when you smoke weed. Right?
Yeah. I'm just saying. I think a show, like, why can't a show say, yeah,
he got me thinking about it, man.
I'm just saying, yo. Why is it that we don't want us dominant?
That's it there when you hitting the L, you start like, thinking it.
Yo, son. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm with it. Next.
Oh man, this guy go crazy.
No. But on the tail of that though, shout out to Diddy. Not even that.
Okay.
He gave Mason all these artists.
I just
they're publishing.
I gotta see what deal he turned down though.
Yeah, that big multi-million-dollar one. Yeah, I want to see what that is,
I
want to
know what that is.
Because that's crazy.
Because he lost the partnership with DeLeon. Because he was
trying to pay him.
Yeah, so they dropped him.
Isn't Jay-Z going through the same thing?
He did with, was it Duce? Where they wasn't telling him, like, the books and shit. And he had to sue them to see the books. So they had to pay him out. I think it was like, I don't want to count his pockets, but I know he got some money for it. You know what I mean? You never know. I might meet Jay one day. I want to be like one of those black people.
Yo, shit. Like, yeah. What's up, boy?
Yo, think about it, right? Us as black people, right? There's certain people that we're afraid to, like, talk about in case we make it.
Not fast.
You know what I mean? Like,
I won't say nothing.
Like, let's be real. Like, from the city of Boston, like, you don't want to talk about certain people. Like, you can't talk about Ayanna Pressley
ever
and expect to get up here. Like, let's be realistic.
Facts.
Right?
You ain't talking
a
day
on. You ain't talking about none of the mayors and gonna make it up here. Like, you might make it somewhere else, but you won't make it here. I'm just being realistic. Yo, I'm being realistic.
Hey, man.
Yo, listen. In life, you gotta just accept.
You gotta know what type of time we're going, bro.
Yeah, like everybody can make it, but your road's gonna be different, right?
And I did learn this week, though, that even though we already know this, but networking is real. Real.
Yes.
You could be nice as fuck, but if you don't know the right people,
and nobody ever heard you,
it's a rap.
Listen, you'll be rapping for the homies.
Sho and I have been out at City Hall. Walking with the most random of people, bro. Old ladies be like, oh, it's Lil Boston? I know about you guys. I listen to you guys. But we be looking at each other like,
what?
Yo, you know what's funny about that? I be doing boxing now. So it's wild.
Oh, you boxing? What you really
like, for? Really for like the training and conditioning and shit. So like, I be doing that, but I thought I was low. So like, I'm going there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to this little boxing class. Nobody know what I be up to. I'm cool. I'm low. Think like second or third time going there. Trainer comes up to me like, yo, so I heard you a famous rapper.
Say oh, shit.
I'm like, yo, I can't be low nowhere.
In your town, yo, nigga, somebody's gonna walk in like, hold on. Oh shit.
That's I be thinking I'm low. I'm not
at some
low.
Point in life where you live at, you begin to be noticeable.
Yeah.
And people gonna recognize you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be in Newberry Street somewhere random. I'll be in Ricardi's first. Someone will stop.
Okay, you stunting now. Now
you stunting.
You go to Newberry, like, you go to New Balance. New Balance is next door. Facts. You go to New Balance, I get stopped in there. I'll be with people, they be looking at me crazy, like, oh, let's be happening.
How does that shit feel though? Because you know what time, you know what it is.
It feels good to be noticed, bro.
Good, but then I also feel what you be talking about. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I asked
what? Where you
this.
Feel weird?
Not annoyed sometimes. Mm. Sometimes, but I don't want
with like popularity.
Because there'd be a time and place. Sometimes it'd be me. Like sometimes I might be in
head gone. Not even thinking about nothing.
Yeah, I might not be in rapper mode. Rapper mode might be over here, and I'm probably thinking about life or something.
Speaking about rapper mode, before you go into something, Sho.
Yeah.
Like I had seen something where they was talking about like. People grow into these roles, right? And you as like a rapper, do you walk around as, what's your first name?
Chris.
Do you walk around as Chris? And when fans see you, do they call you Chris or do you go into C. Wells mode?
I wake up Chris, like C. Wells, like it takes a little bit for C. Wells to register in my head during the day. Like I remember when I went to Bunker Hill. I went to Bunker, this is a perfect example. I had class at like 8 a.m. one day. And I'm walking through the hallway and people looking at me like I got 3 heads.
And you don't recognize why it's happening.
No, I'm like, yo, what are you looking at? But then like by the time I get to class and I sit down, I'm like, yo, you're a rapper, bro. What are you talking about?
Right.
I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And then it starts registering.
You ever get that Sho?
I got it. I definitely got it this weekend. I guess really, you just snapped at me when you asked that question. My kids have never seen me really like be a kid.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like around my parents.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying?
What role I played as the eldest kid, boom, right. Boom.
They only you see you as dad.
Yeah, they see me as dad. So the entire time they see me like clean up after my parents and all that shit, they're like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, culturally, this is kind of like what I gotta do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not even like I want to do it. It's just I have to do this. This is like, it's ingrained in you a little bit. And I was like, damn, I didn't forget this shit. I don't speak my language often.
Yeah.
I'm saying like my kids always asking me to speak it, but with my parents, I was speaking it the entire time.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're like, why don't you speak it to your kids? I'm like, nobody speaks it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, you're Spanish, but nobody, your kids don't want to speak Spanish. You know what I'm saying? So that's how my kids are. And I'm like, damn, I'm really like showing them like cultural shit here. Like they've never seen me really act like a Yoruba guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But friends came over, the whole greeting and all. I'm like, damn, I've lost touch, but I was like, I'm really like Junior right now. Yeah. That's what they call me. Yeah. They call me Junior. And I'm like, damn, I'm really behaving like Junior right now.
For me, it's reverse. Like, I try to be Chris every day. So, like, let's say I'm with my nieces and nephews and shit. Yeah. I'm in Chris mode. Now I'm in this mode. I'm in this space where I'm inviting family to shows now. Because now I'm starting to embody, mm-hmm. like,
it's who
I
am.
Yeah, correct. Like, I used to hide it. Like, I wouldn't invite my mom to my shows. Like, at first, I knew she didn't want me rapping growing up. So, like, I spent many years hiding it.
Why do we do that?
Because we shy. We're afraid of our greatness, bro.
My mom was, like, very judgmental. So, I didn't want that distraction. So, like, I hid it for as long as I could. And then, like, my sophomore year of high school, I ended up on a newspaper. And you had to talk about it. I didn't say nothing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to still hide this for as long as I can. She's coming home from work one day. But she grabs the news. Because she works in Boston. So she grabs the newspaper from Boston, obviously, and grabs our shit too on the way home. She grabs the shit. I'm in the front of it. She comes in the crib. Yeah, but she's tight at the same time because she's like, when were you going to tell me about this? I'm like, I didn't know.
Like, mom, come on, yo.
Speaking of parenting, right? Did y'all see the shit with Boosie and his daughter?
What happened with that?
So Boosie's daughter was like uploading videos of her. It sounded like she was in the car and Boosie was like arguing with her mother. But a lot of people was like upset because like she was calling him like, you know, wild names like bitch ass nigga.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you should have been on death row. Yeah, like Wilder. Disrespect was wild,
being
bro.
Being a kid, not knowing what they say.
Yeah, but I felt like even in our days of growing up, we didn't disrespect our parents like that. No matter how much we disliked them.
Just beyond closed doors. You used to run into your room and talk crazy.
I think you had a limit. They might have pushed you. They would have pushed you to that limit, and then you would have started talking crazy. They're jumping straight to that now.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't realize
they're jumping straight to war.
They weren't getting the ass whoopings we would get.
Oh my!
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's what it is. These kids have no fear. Y'all, they gotta put some fear into your kids. My kids don't. They got fear.
Yeah.
Immediately. What you say?
Yeah.
I jump to them like it's a thug. Like,
But remember when we used to get those ass whoopers and they'll be like, yo, you'll appreciate this later. I didn't know. I'm like, I didn't know what that meant. Now that I'm at the age I'm at now, I'm like, what? Thank you.
Facts.
But you know what it is? We bred today's kids. Like we were the ones that questioned everything, and they're the ones that tell you why something was wrong now.
So we're like,
because we're the ones that taught them to speak up, bro. No.
Speaking up is one thing. You can have a mind. Right. You're still a person. You're a human being.
But that's what we're telling
them. This is the proper
way. But you know what it also was, too, is I think it is, too, is that the way we got fucked up growing up.
Yeah, we got fucked up.
A lot of us growing up was like, I'm not going to do that to my kids.
But don't realize we're enabling them.
Exactly.
That, to me, was you caving in. They beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
They beat the bitch in you.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Damn, you go straight to violence.
Listen, you're talking. Okay. Nigga that got whooped.
Me too.
Pause on what I'm about to say. We're talking like in the middle of the school in front of everybody in this assembly in the morning, 24 strokes on your back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You walking around with a bloody shirt for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So all the ass whoopers y'all talking about, it ain't that bad. Relax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my ass whoopers was pretty bad. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe not like that. And they would let me change my shirt. This nigga's walking around school with
the whole school. In the African culture, you know about the ass whoopings.
And my mom's from the hood.
The shoe, the swing on you, the pull over the hoodie, the uppercut.
She got nothing in her hand. She's trying to square up.
That's why I'm like, yo, you mad sensitive, bro. Like, nah. You like, yo, you mad? I'm like, nah, just the way I grew up.
It's like when you get older, you don't grab people that way. You're like, hold on.
I can't forget it.
Yeah, he just rough.
Can't forget.
Like this nigga wake up rough.
No. Whoa, I don't wake up rough. It's just outside.
Open the fridge, man.
Just be like ready to go on
inside. Nigga close the medicine cabinet, man, hard. His wife's Shala.
I'd be mad chill. You know I'm relaxed.
Nah, you're right.
But I will immediately. It's like, what is it? Second nature.
True.
I was like, me and my girl was talking about LeBron playing for 20 years.
Yo.
I was like, it's second nature to that nigga now.
We're spoiled, bro. Think about
bro.
What we've seen in our lifetime, bro.
Because I was like, my dumb son was like, Shaq is old.
That's something I'm definitely thankful for. Even though shit's weird and fucked up right now, we're kind of spoiled. We kind of got.
We got a lot going on.
I guess we're owed some fucked up, but like we've had.
We have Messi playing in Florida.
A what?
Is it Messi that's playing in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, son.
Yeah, with the Miami Vice.
This nigga's been overseas our entire lives, and all of a sudden, as an adult,
I feel like it's his retirement tour, because I feel like he be scoring way too fucking easy, bro.
Of course, like, he's the star, bro.
Yeah, but he be making these niggas look like they play for fucking high school, bro.
The documentary for this nigga. It's the celebrations they're giving this nigga. Y'all are tossing this nigga like a fucking, like, come on.
But that's when I know they're trying too hard, bro. Yeah, they're trying to make us Americans believe.
Selling it too hard.
Yeah, we still dunking on niggas out here.
Soccer's cool, all right. Yeah, but we booming.
Yeah, like, the celebrations are cool, but it's like.
Come on, sir. You seen the comedian that does the soccer celebration in slow motion?
No.
It's a white boy from Europe. He was doing a comedy show, and he was legit, but he broke it down all the way in slow. It's super fire. I gotta see that shit. I can't do that shit.
Word?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll show you later. But yeah, we got anything else?
No,
we're good.
I got a question. So for you with your music, right?
Right.
What do you feel like you got better at with telling your stories?
Because I've realized when you're trying to tell a story, at least in this day and age, you kind of feel like you're preaching.
Yeah.
So, like, my biggest thing was, like, all right, instead of talking at you, I want to feel like I'm talking to you. So, like, that was something I really got better at. It was like, all right, if I'm not there with you, you're listening to the music, and it sounds like we're having a conversation. Like, that's, like, really huge to me.
I feel like you got the type of journey, like a Wiz Khalifa journey. Like, mm-hmm. You kind of remind creating me of, like, sound. You have your cult own following. Sound. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, why don't you ever, all right, y'all both follow Wiz, right? Y'all remember when he did the Cabin Fever series?
Yeah.
When he did the 808 Mafia beats?
Of course. Yeah.
I would love to hear you over shit less that nobody would expect from you.
Yeah, so like, that's what I be, like, shout out to Chew. Chew produced a lot of that EP that I just put out.
Die For It, right?
Yeah.
He
produced a lot of it. So like, when we go, every beat he's made for me this year, within the exception of three, he's made in front of on the spot in front of me. And I told him, he'd be like, sometimes he'll ask me, like, what are you feeling right now? I'm like, yo, no bullshit, challenge me. Yeah. Like, you have to throw something at, I don't want to be in this box that people think I am. I know what I'm capable of. So
that's like your Noah. That's what Noah is to Drake.
Yeah. So like that now, like, so I've recorded with a lot of engineers, like me and like, but like Chew is like,
probably that's the one you got your sound with.
Yeah.
Though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of all right. So seeing
he's
that,
actually helping me find a new sound. Like, I've always.
Yeah. Because on Fuck All That Talking, yeah, that was different.
I'm comfortable. Like,
you was talking.
Yeah, like, I'm comfortable. Like, that's what, like, I'll treat over
but
there
never,
like
you
like
never
the
really
crib.
Took those beats like that. Those beats, this is the first one
that's
I'm
coming from
you.
Him. Like, yeah. He's challenging me. He's like, yo, what about this sound? And then I'll be in the studio, because sometimes I just go there to kick it with him. We'd be having conversations. He'd be like, Wells, I appreciate you. Like, you don't just come here to be like, yo, let's go record. I'd be like, nah.
You're
like,
trying.
Yeah. Like,
well, that's how you build a great rapport.
Exactly. Now, I've done this for so long.
He's no producer for you.
Exactly.
He's going to know your sound.
He's more invested.
Exactly.
The feelings are there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah like, once yeah. I feel like Smart. We can, we be talking about the more, once I can know we can. Talking about all anything. Type of shit. Oh, I see. We
the inspiration will come.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of development, like there's a few of y'all in the city that I feel like, I mean, me personally, like, I feel like there's a few of y'all that actually moving, like,
right.
Trying, like you. I see Exit Fame. I see him everywhere. I seen him at fucking Join the Lucas' ice cream place popping up. I'm like, damn, this nigga's everywhere,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, he's pushing.
But
he's
like, I feel like that's the people that you start to see that are like next up. Like, They're starting to catch it.
Yeah.
Like, even with you throwing like your own event, like, you're starting to catch it.
That was great. So like, I really tried that about 3 times. That was my 3rd time trying it. First time was at Sonya, but it was like when COVID first happened.
Yeah.
So I happened to magically set the date for the first Where I'm From show. I didn't even have the idea of the album yet. It was just Where I'm From. I had like one single, like a freestyle type thing almost that I had put out. So I was running with this Where I'm From thing. And I set up a show, same thing. Like, I had a bunch of guys on the lineup. Not so much Lynn dedicated, but like, I think I had one guy with me. He was my guy, Johnny Nash.
What other artists did you have on there? I don't want to cut you off.
The first one or the...
This one that you just had.
It was me, my guy, Aston Nady, who's been also doing this for a while. EMH, my guy, my dog Slim, he's been probably doing this for a while too.
And these are all the people that were performing?
And Soriel.
Soriel. Soriel's been working too, right?
Yeah,
because all right, look.
You can see when Soriel come out.
No. I'm about to be honest.
When he show up,
let me do it, right? Shout out to Brandon, right? Yep. Shout out to Brandon. That's Brandon, Brandon used to back in the day be hitting us, and he's like, "Yo, I got this Suriel kid," yeah. And we used to be like, "All right, like send us some stuff about him," mm-hmm. And like he never talks, mm-hmm. Right? So for us, we're animated. We'd be like, "All right, like the music's cool, but like, do the nigga want to hold a conversation?"
Facts.
Like, cause we don't want to like try to like pry it out, yeah, of a nigga. Like with you,
yeah,
you've gotten way better at conversing, bro. Yeah. Like salute to you, because with some people, when they get in front of the lights and the camera, and you tell them the mics are hot, they kind of like just...
They talk through their music.
And yeah.
Like, they kind of like want you guys to like guide them.
But,
that, the
but I don't want them to... Like, we're going to guide you the best we can. But be yourself. Yeah, you feel me? Like, if there's one thing about when you come up to It's Lit, bro, especially with Show and Die, be yourself. Because we're going to sniff it out.
Yeah.
We're going to sniff it out. And that's just how we are. You know what I mean? And...
It's gonna sound crazy, but we're predators. It's gonna sound crazy.
Pause.
They're trying to go viral.
It's the fuck. What we drinking? It's the revenue.
1738.
Don't come up here with no weaknesses, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Have your armor locked in. You feel me?
Yeah, you gotta stand on whatever you stand on. Yeah,
that's what it is. Have fun.
We always want you to be yourself, bro. Right? We gonna throw jokes. We expect you to throw them back, and when you can't throw them back, it's just going to turn the conversation between him and I. You know what I mean?
And that's it.
But speaking of Brandon, though, like, before we move on, like, how has Brandon been
instrumental?
Yeah, in your career?
I love this question. I probably only been asked this twice in an interview ever. But yeah, like, all right, so being the link guy, right? Coming up, I probably started rapping in, like, at least seriously in, like, 08, 09. So like I'm from Lynn, so I got to study what's going on. So I was watching the Boston scene. I'm watching, seeing how everybody's been doing. Mm-hmm. I don't care. All right, I'm the Lynn guy, but I need to go over here because I see what's going on. I think at the time we're like, even this is when the guy like Mouthy's guy.
Yeah, I remember Mouthy from Everett.
Like, this is when I'm studying the music.
This
scene,
was when he was Mouthy was in City Hall.
Yeah, yep. So this Khalifa is when now all eyes open to the music scene. Yeah. What's going on? So I'm studying what's going on. And then of course I dive deeper. I find out about Dutch Rebel. That's this.
Shout out to Dutch,
and that's another thing too. Like, I went from being a student in this shit to a lot of these people being like brothers and sisters to me. Like,
right.
Dutch, Hefe, Replay, RIPM. Like,
yeah, rest in peace,
Hefe. Like people, these were people that I was studying, and they became close friends to me. But like shit like that. So like, I'm seeing this, and I'm like, all right, I see what's going on. And then like, then I dive deeper and find out about behind the scenes, not even just the artist. So for a long time, I knew about B. When's
the first time you learned about B?
I think there was a Michael Christmas event.
We showing our age.
At Vax. I was like, whoa.
It was either Michael Christmas or Millie's had an event at Bodega.
It was Millie's because we was at that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ DeCosta. We was out front.
And this
That's
is when
he had
I
the
was,
Nunchuck song.
Yeah, so this is when I was like.
That was a fire night. Yeah, that was a fire night.
I was starting to really, like, this. That's when the Killer Boombox stamp started really catching my eye. And I'm paying attention to it. Okay, what's this? But there was never no face to it.
Right.
One day around like 2018, 2019, I finally got a manager. My man's Ricky. Shout out to Ricky. He was my manager at the time. And he's like, yo, like, this is like the, he's like trying to show me that he's really like into the music shit. So he's like, oh, yo, Wells, I'm going to this Smash Bros listening session. You want
to
come? I'm like,
shout
yeah. out
to Smash
I'm
Bros.
Like, how you know Smash Bros? But all right, cool, I'll go. Let's go.
Oh,
right. Yeah. So he brings me. So but we're waiting to go on this like tour bus listening thing. So I'm like, okay, who are we waiting for? I see this guy walking with a big ass dog towards the tour bus. He walks on the tour bus with the dog. I'm like,
that's who that?
Who the fuck is? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, but he comes back out. Me, him, and Ricky go around the corner. We go smoke real quick. We go back in and go sit down. When we go in there, he's handling the listening session. A light bulb goes over my head. I'm still not registering who we're with at the moment. Light bulb goes over my head. I'm like, is this who I think it is?
Yeah, Brandon.
I go to the Killer Boombox Instagram page. I'm like, and the whole night's on the page. Yeah. I'm like,
that's that.
Yo, because listen, him. Brandon, one thing about Brandon. Brandon's is a real behind the scenes.
Yeah,
nigga,
he's man. Good.
He don't say too much.
And that nigga smoke with the best of them. I don't care what the fuck y'all say, dog.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, yo, Brandon, we need some sponsorships, man. We need some sponsorship. Wait, time out. You see,
put you on notice.
Yeah, yo, listen. I didn't even think of this, but now that he brought up his name, it's like, yo, B.
I remember the conversations, nigga.
Yo, B.
He said, stop missing the media.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yo. He did. Yo, wait. Said, hold on. Tell B that we need some type of bartering. You feel me? Because look. This is prime, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, look,
yo.
We Deion Sanders, bro. You feel me? You seen it before the pod shit. Like,
oh shit.
Nigga, we
bro.
Living this, bro. Like we you know what I mean? We adults.
We adults, yeah. Bro.
You know what I mean?
I can never do this.
Hey, listen, even the baddies gotta ask for it.